Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Casino Press. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Victory Men's Health is a great place to go if you need a little, if you want to, like, turn back the clock. If you want to discover what Ponce de Leon once did, the fountain of youth. Charlie Tuna is like, I don't know, he may be like 85. I don't know how old he is. But he looks like he's about 55 because he goes to Victory Men's Health and he gets that vitamin drip going. Yeah, they do some incredible things. They're located 15 miles from downtown St. Louis in O'Fallon, Illinois. They're easy to get to off the interstate, very private, professional setting on a second floor. Low testosterone affects men of all ages, low energy, erratic sleep patterns, abdominal weight gain, joint pain, decreased sex drive. They handle it all at Victory Men's Health. I want you to go to their website. VictoryMensHealth.com. Take a look at it and tell me if this is not the right place for you. They do a little bit of everything. It's really a professional setting, and you'll absolutely love it at Victory Men's Health. All right, let's welcome to the conversation the Hall of Famer, Rick Hummel. Rick, great to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir.
Well, I guess this road trip against these bad teams is exactly what the doctor ordered for the 2017 St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, a couple of guys were telling me they had to go either 7-3 or 8-2, and they're capable of doing both still right now at 5-2. And, yeah, you got to – although I'm not sure how bad the Padres are. They just beat the Dodgers three games in a row, and not many teams have done that this year.
That's true. The common denominator during this stretch here is some lights-out pitching. Even when they don't win the game, they're getting some terrific starting pitching.
Yeah, that's why it was too bad they gave up that one game that Lynn pitched the other day. They should have another victory here out of this. And that's the only way they're going to get to where they want to go is pitching. But it's all going to come down ultimately to the bullpen. They're going to have to close out some games here, some tough games before this is over, and I don't know if they can do that or not.
And who would be the guy to close things out in your mind?
I don't think there's one guy. Lyons was up yesterday, but Brebbio will get a little bit of that. O lost the save the other day, but Buster Posey hit a ball about a foot off the ground. That was a tough blown save. He made two great pitches to him, and that was a really good pitch too, and he got the blown save for that. But Lyons, Brebbio, Duke will be in there for one batter at a time. Other than that, I don't think Tui Vilalo will be in there much. Sheriff, I don't think so. So just those four guys, I guess.
Let's talk about some of this lights-out pitching. First of all, Luke Weaver. What are you seeing there? Who does he remind you of? And is he almost like nailing down a spot in the 2018 rotation as we speak?
Oh, yeah. That's his job to lose, I think. He's got a job the rest of this year. And then as he continues that next spring, he's in the rotation. There's no reason for him to go back to the minor leagues. He was dominant down there just as he was last year. So he's ready. I think the difference is that he's given himself more credit than he did last year, and maybe even earlier this year, that he can get big league hitters out with his stuff. I don't know if he reminds me of anybody so much as he's very quick worker, very animated out there for not like Martinez animated, but he's into it, and he can hit, he can bunt, he can run. He's a really good pitcher, and that's a pretty good start to your rotation next year with Martinez and him, and whoever else follows along, you don't know.
How about Carlos yesterday? What'd you see there?
three premier pitches, fastball, slider, changeup, all he could throw for strikes at any time. They're kind of strange. He was so excited to get trying to get that complete game. He walked three guys out of about four batters or five batters in the eighth and ninth innings, which was, gave the manager cause for concern, I'm sure. If that had been a 2-1 game, he'd probably been out of there. But he got out of it with a double play, nippy double play started by Jose Martinez at first in the one inning, and then he got out of it the ninth. But he had three pitches working for him.
And then Lance Lynn, who's, I think he's in the middle of a crazy run where he hasn't had a decision, a win or a loss, in his last nine starts, but he's been mostly terrific in those nine starts. Rick, this guy is making a lot of money. I'm not sure if it's going to come from the Cardinals next year, but you talk about a guy who's really helping his cause down the stretch here as other starters that are going to be free agents like you, Darvish, have not.
Well, Darvish has had injury history, and Arrieta had a nice run going until he took that 12-0 shellacking in Pittsburgh. He didn't give up all the runs yesterday, but he got had a big start on it, and he hurt his leg a little bit too, so he was out early. If Lynn keeps pitching like this till the end of the season, I surely think the Cardinals have to make a legitimate offer to him. They don't have to make it now, but they do have a period between the end of the World Series and 5 days afterward. They have the sole negotiating rights to him before he becomes a free agent with everybody else that can become free agents. So I don't think they have a good enough staff without him or somebody like him next year. And if you already have him, he is like him. And you need a veteran at the top of the staff. No telling if Wainwright can be that veteran next year or not. He might be, but he's coming off injury, and he's another year older. Lynn is a more sure thing, I think.
Jack Flaherty's first start did not go as planned, your take?
Well, six strikeouts. He threw hard enough. His location was a miss a few times. Anxious to see him pitch, it would be tomorrow. And, he left some balls up on the strike zone, and he got you paid for it. Big league hitters can hit that 94-95. You're leaving the wrong place.
Alcantara, your take there? It was a brief outing, but what do you think?
Well, he allowed a home run to the first hitter he faced. He threw Buster Posey some great pitches, none of them fastballs, and struck him out. That was probably the highlight of that. And then he got him out of there while he was in trouble. He put a couple more guys in base, and they had to make sure they nailed that game down. I'm anxious to see him again, and maybe we'll see him tonight or tomorrow. But he throws hard enough, and it looks as if his other pitches are pretty good too.
One of the good things about having all of these fine Cardinal offensive players injured is that it almost ensures Jose Martinez a spot in the lineup for the time being, and he deserves to play, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'm surprised that he's played that well at first base. He didn't. That's not a position he's played much at all before this year. In the spring, he was a little sketchy, and even during the season, he wasn't very good. But I think he's much better at first than in the outfield. And if Carpenter is going to be out for a while, he's surely out tonight and maybe another couple days while he lets his shoulder thing die down a little bit. Jose Martinez is going to play, and he's going to bat in the middle of the lineup. Now, if Fowler returns tonight, I'm not sure who hits fourth or fifth or whatever. Fowler will probably be fourth if Martinez. Well, it could be third even. Who knows? Or not third, but Young at third. But he'll be in the top five. And if Pham can become a big league star at age 29, why can't Martinez? He's 29 also.
That's an optimistic way of looking at it, and I like your type of thinking there. Let's talk about another guy who's looked good, and that's Harrison Bader. What are you seeing there? And I wonder if the Cardinals decide to add the impact bat, but not in the outfield. Maybe it's at first base or third base next season. Maybe Bader's in the equation next season.
Well, I think he's on the club. He might be the fourth outfielder when the year begins, but he plays all the outfield positions. He has speed. He has power. He's a big league player. I don't see he has anything more to prove in AAA. He's been a year and a half there now. And this year and okay the year before that. So he's on the club unless something unusual happens. They have seven or eight outfield candidates, if you count Jose Martinez in there, plus the ones they've had playing, Pham, Fowler, Piscotty, Richick, Bader, Jose Martinez, Sierra's maybe a prospect for next year. So there's all kinds of combinations there. I don't know they're not all going to be on his team. And maybe two or three of them won't be on his team.
Well, that is really going to be some tough decisions to make. You know, moving Stephen Piscotty, if you decide to move him, may not be as easy as you think with that big contract and coming off a tough year.
Well, the contract is big now, relatively speaking, but in 5 years when he's only making he's not making all that much money, it's a great contract for the team that has him then. It's $33 million for 6 years, and while you're overpaying him now a little bit, you'll be underpaying him at the end of that. So, he's going to be a bargain for somebody if he is the player that we thought he would be. I don't know. He's going to be out there. They surely have to think about moving him or Grichuk. I don't want to see him move Pham necessarily, but this is probably the most market value he's going to have in his career. And Fowler is probably immovable because of his contract. And then Jose Martinez is a guy who won't attract much attention, but he'd be on your bench. And Bader is a guy you want to have around. And Sierra is a guy you want to have around maybe part of next year or certainly the year after. And they have it's kind of funny to say they have needed impact back. They're the only team in the league that has seven guys with 15 or more home runs. They have a lot of impact bats, but they don't have the big impact bat, I guess.
Yeah, they may also be the only team in baseball in a long time that doesn't have a guy with 80 RBIs.
Well, they're not even going to come close, I don't think. At 64 is still the lead with Jerko, and Molina and Pham are in that category, Carpenter. I think 75 might be the high water mark here.
Yeah, did you think, off the top of your head, can you remember a season ever where the Cardinals didn't have a guy with 75 or 80 RBIs?
It's been a long time. I had something about this a couple weeks ago, and it goes back to the days in the 80s when they had a couple of weeks. In the 90s, they had Todd Zeal led the club with 80 or under RBIs, but there was like the 86 team was really... I think somebody had like 58 or 60 to lead that club. It was really low because Clark was hurt that year, and they were an awful team. And I think it was under 60 for the team lead that year.
All right, so now you're optimistic by nature. I think you're more of a half-full guy than most in the media. Right now, the Cardinals trail by 3 games to the Rockies and a game and a half to the Brewers. If you had to lay a milkshake bet down, do you think they sneak in?
I'd have to say a qualified no. I don't know how that bullpen's going to be. I got to see somebody come forward in bullpen in this next week or so to assure me they can put away games like they had the other day where they couldn't put it away. If they can't put those games away, they can't make it. However, the mathematics say that they can make up 3 games on Colorado some way or other because they've Colorado on Thursday starts a 8-game trip to Arizona and Los Angeles. They could lose a whole potload of games there. Arizona's the best team in ball right now. So that could happen. But I don't think it will happen unless they can have a guy step forward, whether it's Lyons or O or Brebbia. But somebody's got to be that ninth inning guy and be the guy you can pitch a couple days in a row and do it.
Good stuff, Kamish. We appreciate your time. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you, sir.
You bet, sir.
All right. The Hall of Famer Rick Hummel joining us, and it's brought to you by Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs. I want to skip that cold sandwich and save a buck on your lunch hour? Well, now you can because your favorite hot dog stand has opened their new permanent location. It's at 3720 Monticello Plaza in O'Fallon, Missouri. That's right, Dirty Dogs with a Z now has their own permanent restaurant in O'Fallon. Boy, I wish I had one of those hot dogs right now. Dirty Dogs has custom-made beef hot dogs and more with over 200 condiments. How about that? 200 different ideas to put on that hot dog. That is some great stuff. You can go to their website, dirtydogshotdogs.com. They will take great care of you at Dirty Dogs. I was in Chicago this weekend, and I sampled one of their hot dogs. And I think Dirty Dogs in St. Louis would be the only ones that could compete with the Chicago hot dogs. But I don't know. I think Dirty Dogs may even be better. I'll be honest with you. Because I don't think in Chicago I had 200 different condiments to choose from. So if you get a chance, go to DirtyDogsHotDogs.com. Find out where all their locations are. All right, we will take a short time out. We will finish up the program with Ryan Kelly as we broadcast live from Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.